UPS said this week that it will expand the use of drones to deliver medical supplies on hospital campuses and that it's looking into using drones for home delivery of prescriptions from CVS. Drones are already being used by police and fire officials, the military, farmers, filmmakers. But I'm curious why, when there's a breaking news story, I still hear this. Local TV news helicopters, sometimes a number of them in the same place at the same time. Well, one station that dumped its chopper in favor of a drone is KETV in Omaha, Nebraska, where Josh Geer is a producer and photographer. Josh, why did your station get rid of the helicopter?
So back in, it would have been in the early 1980s, you know, there was the sort of proverbial chopper wars where if you were in local news, you needed a helicopter. In a market like Omaha, though, the sustainability of that wasn't really going to last. There was a lot of cost to it. There's a lot of manpower and resources to make something like that work. It just wasn't feasible for a long-term kind of solution for us.
So now you're using drones. When did you start using drones and why?
So we first got our drone actually just about a year ago. We were part of a big move within our company to get a bunch of this new technology into the stations. We were one of the early ones to get involved in this, and it has worked out really nicely. You know, it gives markets in our company, we have a bunch of big markets that can still use helicopters where that's a very feasible, reasonable idea. But for us, we can now get the type of photography and news coverage that those entail without needing the rather intensive resource of a traditional news helicopter.
What kind of footage do you get from the drones?
So we've been able to get a lot of different things. We've used it for oftentimes like a traffic coverage sort of thing. If there's an accident or if there's some serious sort of bottlenecking or slowing down on highways and interstates to alert drivers about those sorts of things. This past year, we've had a tremendous amount of flooding throughout the Midwest that we've used to really deploy and show the extent of the damage. You know, it's very easy to say, well, this field is flooded, but to get up in the air and really show this is acres and acres, miles and miles of flooding, it really lends that different element that we weren't able to get very easily prior to that.
So let's talk about the comparisons with a helicopter. Is there anything that you feel that you can't do that you wish you could do with the drone that you would have been able to do with the helicopter?
You know, there are issues of things like people have gotten used to seeing helicopters up in the air. You know, when they know there's a big news event going on, they are very understanding of, oh, there you go, there's, you know, this station and that station up in the air covering it. They aren't quite used to seeing drones in the air around events like that. So really, it's the ease of the helicopter for a lot of folks is not having to explain what the helicopter's doing. They just know.
How does the cost compare? How much does a drone cost, or how much does it cost to operate it?
We have a rather nice drone, the Inspire 2 from DJI, with different lenses, assortment of batteries, things like that. It was an investment all told of about $10,000. It's not cheap. However, a traditional news helicopter, usually leased hundreds of thousands of dollars for the overall life of the lease agreement. In addition, you have to outfit it with news equipment. That's another $10,000 to $15,000. You're paying the manpower to fly it. So we're able to get a good product for what we need for substantially less, but with the same type of training and awareness that a lot of your traditional helicopter pilots and folks like that would have.
Do you think that, let's say 5 years from now, most stations are going to be using drones rather than helicopters to get aerial footage?
That is a good possibility. I would not be surprised. I think that as the costs continue to go down, as the quality continues to improve, I think a lot of stations and a lot of companies are going to look and say, we can get about as good a product for a substantially better value. I think that may be the decision a lot of folks make.
Well, I have to say that I was at a gathering recently that was, you know, newsworthy. It was a big event, and a helicopter came and hovered overhead, and it was so annoying. I thought, I wish they were just using a drone instead so they didn't have to become the story.
And that's a very big, important part for us as well. You know, the drones are not as loud. They do make a presence. They are a herd. So it is something that we are aware of very, very well on the ground.
That's Josh Geer, who's a producer and photographer for KETV in Omaha, Nebraska, which doesn't have a helicopter anymore and now uses a drone to get aerial footage. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Jeremy, thank you.
And here's some irony. There was a climate protest going on recently, and above it, three gas-guzzling helicopters buzzing around to get their live shots.